With the time remaining, I'd like to throw it open to the rest of you for comment and question and discussion. Sir. Hi, Maxwell.
Oh, thank you. Yes. To what extent do you think that there is also a need for restructuring of the social sciences? You know, we always have a laundry list of complaints about, you know, the why the government behaved the way it did. But, you know, the social scientific community has also been very, very slow, in my view, in responding and in effectively reorganizing itself to deal with the issues and the problems that are facing the nation and, as you know, and the and stability and peace. So I just wanted to hear your comment on this.
Okay, thanks, Mansour. I'll try to be so brief that I will do my answer. It's a huge question, but just a few key points in this. The question of isn't there a reorganization of the social sciences needed? Yes. Will it be hard to produce? Yes. What are some of the reasons why we're entrenched in the ways that we're entrenched? They are various. The particular organization of the discipline simply has a history, and an attempt to claim for it a kind of underpinning in absolute principle would be mistaken. There are more or less arbitrary historical reasons why economics, political science, psychology, sociology, and so forth are divided up the way they're divided up. They aren't likely to give up their hold on tenure and promotion of the things easily, so that's not likely to get reformed. Lots of interdisciplinary work does take place that crosses the boundaries, and good work is done within disciplines. Each of the disciplines is itself a package. So in political science, I mean, you know, could say more, you'll know more than I do, but things like the relationship between international relations, a quasi-discipline of its own, and the rest of political science, are themselves matters of history, are a little bit debated. The relationship between each of the disciplines and area studies fields, they're one of the big historical moments that makes it harder for the social sciences to respond effectively to the kind of questions that are being posed in the national security agenda, is the deep division between discipline and area studies communities that was deepened in the 1990s especially. They never were fully integrated, but in the era of thinking of modernization theory, a clear idea of development agendas and so forth, there was a broad sense of common purpose. Since the 1960s, and somewhat the same era as the breakdown of relations with the Defense Department, there was a breakdown of relations between disciplines and area studies. The people who pursued more generalizable knowledge and people who pursued context-specific knowledge went different ways. The end of the Cold War exacerbated that by producing a variety of people who thought the story of globalization made that context-specific knowledge not very important anymore. That globalization was one thing that was going to happen all over the world, and therefore you should simply study globalization rather than studying the ways in which globalization is inflected very differently, organized very differently in different places. That China in a globalizing world wouldn't look the same as the United States in a globalizing world, though globalization effect of each of them, and so forth and so on, not to mention all of the things that are happening at much more local levels and changing things, which are partially theorized. So I think we need somehow to get the area studies and the disciplinary communities back together. That would be my single strongest recommendation for what would make the social sciences more effective. The people pursuing generalizable theory and the people pursuing context-specific accounts of particular problems can actually work together. We'd be way, way ahead of it. A couple of other quick things about the internal organization, though. There's a overlapping that, a division between people who are building models and people who are trying to give usually qualitative, often verbal accounts of nuance and specifics, who are in opposition with each other in a way they don't need to be. And this bears directly, the Defense Department's been an important supporter of the model building side of of this for a very long time, you know, back decades and decades, cybernetics revolution. That remains important, but this is another case where getting the two communities together is really crucial. If the people who are building models are not in close communication with people who are challenging them and trying to improve them by pointing to the cases where they fit poorly, the models aren't going to work as well, and vice versa, right? The people who are doing the local context-specific work need, and here I think Philip's exactly right in this, and in a way, Patrick said it, we need to cut through the complexity, we need to clear it up. We need ways to know which of the data are not relevant today for the problem we're working at, that in that context-specific data. So what is it you have to look for first when you're trying to figure out South Ossetia? And the and this is often missing, and this is where the models could be really helpful. Right now, models give, I would say, zero help to people doing context-specific work. That's partly because they don't pay attention to what the models could do for them, partly because the bridge hasn't been built.